Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s.
She looked like a million bucks.
With zero qualifications.
She had a Harvard plaque.
Tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. That this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
It's showtime. Mario Courtney Lopez back in the mix. Big show for you today on Throwback Thursday. I got Brooke Shields zooming in. She's just jumped into the podcasting game. We're going to find out what that's all about.
And I have found another Christmas life hack, and we'll get to your tweets too. The music continues now. You are on with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
Y'all, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to put on our thinking caps. Here's Courtney's random question. What you got, honey?
All right, let's say you forgot to make cookies on Christmas Eve.
Boo.
What would be the next best thing to leave for Santa? I think Santa will eat anything.
Cookie dough. Just leave the cookie dough.
No, you leave him a shot of tequila because he doesn't have to worry about driving. He's got the reindeer to handle that. But he could probably use take a little edge off.
Jeez, he might fall out of the sleigh.
Oh, no, no, no.
He'll be all relaxed.
Exactly. Bottoms up. Salute, Santa.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's take a look at what's on TV today.
ABC has CMA Country Christmas with Dan and Shay, Maren Morris, and Scott McCreery.
Okay.
Comedy Central has Trevor Noah's final Daily Show.
They'll be signing off. No more Trevor Noah.
And Bravo has the season 14 premiere of Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles.
Wow. I know Josh from that show, who happens to be a real real estate
agent.
You
must know him very well. First name basis.
Yeah. Josh. I can't remember his last name, actually, but I've been seeing him a lot throughout the years. And I can't believe that show's been on 14 seasons. That's wild.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with a daily reminder. 17 days left till Christmas. Can you believe that, honey?
I'm good.
Are you good? Are you on top of it?
Yes. I think so.
You already sent out a lot of gifts and people are saying thank you. And I'm like, you're welcome. I didn't even know.
You don't even realize how amazing I am.
You take care of us.
Just don't look at your credit card. And by the way, what movie is this line from?
Okay.
You're going to need a bigger sleigh.
What?
Santa Jaws.
Oh, God. I like that, but again, the delivery. You got to deliver it the way he did. Like, you're going to need a bigger boat. You're going to need a bigger sleigh.
Well, I don't remember how he did it.
Oh, my gosh.
Santa shark doot doot. No.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to learn a new life hack. What's the topic today at Courtney's Corner?
Well, artificial Christmas trees.
Yes.
Can
I tell you something?
About.
By the way, my little co-host, I say little because she's tiny, Kit Hoover over on Access Daily.
We had a debate for the longest time about real Christmas trees and artificial Christmas trees, eco-friendly. I don't like to use the word fake. That has a negative connotation.
It's not fake because it's,
it's there. Yeah. It's there. Anyway, she was adamant about it. But LTM, she ended up listening to Mario. And she said, Mario, I got like five. You have to come over to the house. They're
five.
Awesome. Why couldn't, because like little ones for the family room, and little, you know. It's like, well, that's what we've been doing. That's the move.
Well, listen, you still have to clean them. And most people forget that. Yes, you need to clean them once in a while.
Okay.
If you have an upholstery bristle brush from your vacuum, you can try that. Go from top to bottom, but don't let a branch go directly in the hose. You know how it sucks it up. And then those pieces could screw up your vacuum, so be careful. You can also mix dish soap and warm water and use a dust rag to clean the branches.
Very good tips. I like that. Bottom line, artificial is the way to go.
They're good and bad. There's pros and cons.
Yeah.
Oh, wah-wah.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Music event of the holidays is tomorrow. Jingle Ball 2022.
With Dua Lipa, Charlie Puth, Backstreet Boys, Lizzo, so many more. It's going to be a six-hour event filled with today's hits and Christmas classics. You can listen to your iHeartRadio app or watch the live stream at CWTV.com.
Yo, I'm Mario and Courtney Lopez. Still some time to get in on this week's sweepstakes. Someone's went on a trip for two to Mecabo and Cabo San Lucas, Mexico.
We are talking flights, three nights hotel, and breakfast in the mornings. Our friends at Seagram's Escapes are providing the prize, so big thanks to them. To enter and get rules, just visit onwithmario.com.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's get your tweets and comments. What'd you find, honey?
This is from at Thug Life Aquatic.
Huh.
So they live in the
gangster
water.
Underwater.
In my Matthew McConaughey voice.
I think this is going to call for you to do an impression.
Yes, I'm waiting. I'm waiting patiently.
I keep getting older. Mario Lopez stays the same age. All right, all right, all right.
You know what she sounded like? May he rest in peace. She sounded like Leslie Jordan.
Yes. She actually did.
She sounded like Leslie Jordan. I want to play that for Matthew McConaughey next time I see him. Oh, my gosh. That totally distracted me from the nice compliment.
What was the question?
Thug Life Aquatic said, thank you, Thug Life Aquatic. I'm sure you're looking pretty good just hanging out underwater all the time, too.
And by the way, he doesn't say the same age because he's almost 50.
Shh, shh, shh. Let's keep that down.
tell Mario what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. We've had a lot of cool guests lately. Some of the conversation happens during the music. For instance, Thomas Lennon gave us a scoop on the new Reno 911 Christmas movie.
And Kristen Bell talked about her wedding comedy. You can get all caught up on the conversations on our podcast. Just search On With Mario.
What up, Mario Courtney Lopez here. YouTube announcing their top songs of 2022. Kind of a surprising list, too. What are the top three, honey?
Number three, Jessica Darro with Surface Pressure from Encanto.
Oh, the kids love that song.
Love it.
Wow, that's number three.
Number two, Kodak Black, Super Gremlin. He won the BET Award for Song of the Year.
Oh, that's pretty diverse change there from three to two. Okay.
And number one, Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno.
No, no, no. Wow, Encanto, huge,
huge
this year. Lin-Manuel Miranda, good for him. All right, more music now. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Got some celebrity birthdays to celebrate. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Nicki Minaj from Barbershop, The Next Cut, The Other Woman. She has a bunch of music as well.
She got a cute little baby, too. I see.
Yeah?
He's cute. Little chubby kid.
Nicki is 31.
I'm going to say Nicki's 33.
40.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Terry Hatcher from Desperate Housewives, Lois and Clark. We had her on the show years ago or something.
I'm going to say Terry, 55.
56.
58.
Ooh, okay.
58. And Kim Basinger. Basinger? Basinger? What is it?
Basinger. I love Kim Basinger.
It's yes. Basinger.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. Basinger. No, Alec Baldwin's ex.
That's right. I totally forgot
from
about
LA
that.
Confidential, right. Wayne's World 2.
That's right. She was also a Bond girl with Sean Connery. So that should put the age in perspective.
There you go.
I don't know if that does for me, but she is...
That's a big hint, actually.
59.
What? No. She is 62.
69.
Wow.
You know, I don't know any timeline.
Happy holidays from the entire On With Mario fam. More festive fun coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. Let's see what holiday we are celebrating today on December 8th. What do we got, honey?
It is National Christmas Tree Day.
Shout out to the artificial trees out there. They need love, too. They qualify.
Eco-friendly.
They do. Yes, they do.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
and catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Mario Lopez here. Just a few more songs, and then today's guest is going to be zooming in. It's actress Brooke Shields. She's got a new podcast and a new Christmas movie, but I may just ask her for advice on raising teens. Brooke's going to join us coming up next. What's up, everyone? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom. Actor, model, author, and podcaster Brooke Shields. Welcome to the show, Brooke. How have you been?
I'm good. Thank you. Busy.
I love it. I love it. Congrats on the new podcast. Now what? Fun title. What inspired you to start this?
It's basically an idea that I've had for so long, because the things that I'm most interested in about people is how they get through adversity and how they sort of process it, and who picks themselves up, and how they get through. And like, if you just look at even the most successful people that you could ever imagine, you know, we think, oh, it's been easy, or, oh, they were born like that, or, and all of them, I don't care who You are. They've fallen. They didn't get into that college they wanted to. They got a divorce. They got a diagnosis. They got, you know, they got a job that they didn't feel prepared right. for. Or, and there's so many now what moments in people's lives, and I'm just fascinated by them. So I pitched it to iHeart and I said, I'd love to talk to people about their now what moments and what they did to get through.
You're absolutely right. Everyone has had one. The pod is called Now What. Hold on. We're going to have more Brooke Shields coming up.
Happy holidays to you and yours. This is On with Mario Lopez. We'll be right back.
Mario Lopez here with Brooke Shields. We've been talking about her pod. But aside from the podcast itself, you're also in the new HBO Christmas movie, Holiday Harmony. What's yes. What's your role in that one?
I play, get ready, it's typecasting. I play an auto mechanic who raises alpacas.
Oh, look at that. That's something you don't hear all the time.
Clearly, I was the first choice that came to their mind. Yeah.
Let's go with Brooke Shields.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer. They said, do you want to play this, you know, Oklahoma Springs, kind of no-nonsense woman who's, you know, in overalls and work boots and it's just, it's such a sweet story and such a sweet movie. I wasn't going to really do another Christmas movie for a while because I did one last year and it was so much fun on Netflix. And, but then I read it and it was just so sweet and it was so cute. And I just think, especially this time in the world, I don't know, just sort of fun, mindless, sweet.
And yeah.
It's just sort of like, hot cocoa.
I agree. I've been there. I love it. All right, let's play some more music. What up, Mario Lopez here. I got Brooke Shields on Zoom with me. Also in the works, a comedy called Out of Order. What can you tell us about that?
Oh, that's a very funny. It's been a long time in the making. And it's about this young man who basically has to argue two sides of a litigation in court. And I'm run the company and I'm one of the lawyers. And he basically has to play two different characters at the same time. And he has to argue against himself.
Oh my gosh.
And just the physicality of it. It's really quite funny.
Look at the range. You're an attorney. You're a mechanic. You're raising alpacas. Yo, I'm Mario Lopez. My guest today is Brooke Shields. And before you go, you've got one child at Wake Forest. Congratulations.
Yes. And one who's a junior in high school.
Junior in high school. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are they into? Yeah. Do they have any interest in the entertainment industry or?
One of them wants to be a broadcast journalist. So she wants to be in that realm. She's studying communications and journalism.
Okay.
And then, and my younger one is very interested in modeling.
Okay.
I'm going to, you know, do my best to protect her and help her. But she's going to college.
Good. So yeah, right. Right. Well, she's got the perfect person guiding her right there. That's awesome.
I know a little bit about both.
Exactly. It's fun, right? It goes by quick, but it's fun.
It does. And it is. I mean, I had such a wonderful college experience. You know, I don't think she would want a typical college experience. I think she probably wants to stay in the city. She's much more a city girl than
really
my other daughter, but you know, you try to listen to them and not impose too much of who you think they should be and
right.
rather find out who they are.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. It's not easy. I mean, it's so much, you know, you think that when you have kids, they are you and they're not.
No, I'm learning that. I got a few myself, so I can feel you on that. Brooke, got to take a little break. We're going to wrap it up with Brooke Shields in just a moment.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez wrapping things up with Brooke Shields. And before you go, what are you doing for the holidays, by the way? Are you sticking around? Or is LA home or are you East Coast?
We're East Coast, yeah. We're East Coast and have been, I mean, I was born and raised here. So I moved the kids back when I was doing Lipstick Jungle and then just we never went back.
Huh.
And raised my kids in the city and we'll be here. Yeah, I think we may go see Chris's parents for a few days, but basically New York all the way.
Love it. Well, congratulations on everything. Very nice speaking with you. I hope I get to see you in person sometime soon. And you can listen to Now What on iHeartRadio or wherever you get podcasts. Brooke, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you. Thanks for asking me to be on.
My pleasure. Take care.
Bye.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Got a sweepstakes this week that'll have you kissing the cold weather goodbye and saying hello to Mexico.
Ooh, the crew at Seagram's Escapes are giving one winner and a guest a trip to Mi Cabo in Cabo San Lucas. No keyword, no number to text. All you need to do to enter and get rules is to just visit onwithmario.com.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez with some justice in the Lady Gaga dognapping case.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So you probably remember, this was big news back in February of 2021, the man who shot Gaga's dog walker is getting 21 years behind bars.
Yes!
Yeah, exactly. That you know what? That's a stiff sentence.
That is a stiff sentence.
But good, you can't be shooting people and robbing dogs.
Yes, you cannot be doing that.
I gotta be honest, I'm actually surprised here in California that the sentence was as stiff as it was, but justice was served. Back then, the dog walker was shot and hospitalized, but he did live. Gustave and Koji, the Frenchies, were swiped but eventually recovered after Gaga offered $500,000 reward. The thieves tried to cash in on the awards themselves, and that's how they got caught.
Ooh.
Can you believe that? Congratulations.
Stupid criminal.
More details at onwithmario.com. Happy holidays from the entire On With Mario fam. More festive fun coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. What's trending on our website right now, honey?
What's trending, you ask? Why Kylie Jenner may have to hit the witness stand.
Ooh.
Hillary Duff reveals her secret eating disorder.
Oh, it is a secret. I didn't know.
Plus, a rare pic of Blake Lively with her baby bump.
Baby number four.
You can see what everyone's talking about at onwithmario.com.
All right, more music now. You're on Mario Courtney Lopez, and on this day in history, 38 years ago in 1984, this was the biggest song in the country. Greatest duo of all time. Not up for debate. Forget Simon and Garfunkel, Hair Supply. We're talking
Bert and Ernie.
Hall and Oates, who we saw last year at the Hollywood Bowl. Daryl Hall was 75 years old. My guy was still bringing it. He was great, right, honey?
Yeah, he was great. You know, I think out of touch is a great saying. I feel like it needs to be brought into our vocabulary. You know what? Right now, you're out of touch. You aren't listening to me. You aren't paying attention. People, like, I think it's really good.
Like, people who don't say out of touch are out of touch.
Yeah.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time now for one last thing. Time to clean out our closets. Pantone is named the color of the year for 2023. Periwinkle blue is out. I like that color. Viva magenta is in.
So is that a bright pink?
Whoa, wait a minute. I kind of like that. I just like the way it sounds. Viva magenta. It's another throwback from the 90s. It was chosen because it merges the warmth of the natural world with the endless possibilities of digital space. So wait, is that like a plum?
Happy holidays to you and yours. This is On with Mario Lopez. We'll be right back.
All right, time for me to pass the mic back tomorrow with your first look at everything new hitting theaters and streaming. Until then, Mario Lopez saying good night.
On with Mario Lopez.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast.